Baba Basra, Daf Mem Vav, Amud Beis, page 56, side B. So if all the kitois, all these groups, were all mazim, that the three for each year, the two groups that are coming for each year, Mishal Shim Beinayim, they divided third, each one gives a third, from the amount of the property. Additional situation, what happens if the witnesses were Shloisha Achim, they were three brothers, each one testifies about the Chazakah of 1 year, and the Echad, and one who is not a relative, Mitztaref Imohem, he combines with them, with each one of them, and he testifies on all the 3 years. So these are considered to be three testimonies separated. So it turns out that there is no one of the brothers who is testifying together in one testimony. Since that on the year that this one is testifying, the other one isn't testifying. Therefore, that testimony is okay. But they are considered to be one edus for hazama. With regards to hazama, we look at them as it's one testimony. And therefore, if they were muzam, in other words, that they Aiden came and said that they couldn't have seen the chazaka because they were away with them in another place, so then the brothers will have to pay a half of the value of the property, which is a sixth between the six Aiden that came. And so they'll, you know, so the three brothers will pay each one a sixth, and the additional witness will pay the other half. And also, they do not become zemimim until we are mazim all of them together, not just part of it. Zog the Gemara, in order for them to have to pay. Zog the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah that the testimony of three groups of witnesses, each one for 1 year, can be combined to make a chazaka. So the Gemara brings that this halacha depends on a machlokes and disagreement of Tanoim. Masnisin zok the Gemara, our Mishnah deloy ki Rabbi Akiva does not follow the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. The Tanya, because we learned in Abraisa Omar Rabbi Yosi says, Kishahol ach Abba Chalafta Eitzel Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Lilma Torah, when Abba Chalafta went to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri to study Torah, Amri Lay, and other people say that this is what Rabbi Yosi said, that when Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Eitzel Abba Chalafta, that Rabbi Yochanan went to Abba Chalafta Lilma Torah to study Torah. So it's either Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri going to Abba Chalafta going to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So Amar Loi, so he said to him, Harei she'ochlo shon rishonu b'shnei shnayim. If the one who's holding onto the property is eating the first year in front of two witnesses, and shniya b'shnei shnayim, and the second year in front of two others, and shlishi b'shnei shnayim, and the third one in front of two others, ma'u, what is the din? Can they all combine to testify about the chazak of 3 years? Amar Loi, so he said to him, Harei zu chazak, that's a chazak. Amar Loi, so he said, Afani Yomer Kein, I also say so. But Rabbi Akiva disagrees in this matter. Because Rabbi Akiva would say, he would learn from the Pasuk. In Dvarim Yutes, Pasuk Tes Vav. It says over there, the Pasuk says, Apishnayim Eidim, Apishloish Eidim Yokum Dovor. By the mouth of two witnesses or three witnesses, the matter should be established. That the witnesses is kosher only when the witnesses are testifying on the dover, on a dover, meaning it has to be a whole thing. Veloi chatzi dover, not a half a thing. Since in this testimony, each group is only testifying about a third of the chazaka, so then that's considered a testimony and a half a matter, and that is unfit. So the Gemara finds out the Rabbonim, and the Rabbonim and our Mishnah disagree, and Rabbi Akiva, they hold that the testimony of eating on 1 year is kosher. If so, high. So this is Rosh Hadavar v'lechatzi davar ma'avdilei. What are they going to do? What are they going to learn from this? In what testimony are they going to admit that it's going to be possible because it will be a chatzi davar? And the Gemara brings down that we can learn from the halachas of edus on a girl to make her an adult. So what the Chachamim learned to exclude from the drasha of Lechatzidor. So the Gemara says like this. Ilema, if we shall say that according to the Rabbanan, the Pasuk is coming Lima'uti to exclude that when we have two witnesses to testify that she is
an adult, so that she would be obligated in punishment, this girl, and that her kiddushin, that one gives her kiddushin, should be kiddushin. So that would be in a case where Echad Omer, one witness says that I saw one here, it takes tesitis to make her an adult. Be'gabo, achas be'gabo, in her back. Be'echad Omer, and one says, I saw here, achas be'kreisa, in the stomach. And the Chachamim hold that since we excluded from the drasha, dover v'loi chatzi dover, a thing and not half a thing, that such a testimony would not be kosher, since each one is only testifying about one here. In other words, on half a matter, because the complete thing is two sides. The Gemara says no. Hi, this testimony, chatzi dover v'chatzi edusi. This is not only that chesaron, that they're just saying about one here, which is a half a thing. It's also another thing that is missing over here. It's a chatzi edus. Because on each side by itself, there's only one witnesses. And we don't need a special drasha to tell us that she's not believed, that he's not believed to make her guilty of punishment, because the Torah says Le'yokom Eidechot Be'ish, that one person cannot is not qualified to stand up against a person. So the Gemara conclude Ela, but according to Rabbanon, the drasha is coming to exclude Lema'uti, to exclude in a situation where Shnayim Ma'imrim, two people say that we saw the here Achaz Begaba, one here on her back. Shnayim Ma'imrim, and two others say that we saw a here Achaz Bekreis on her stomach. So in this case, even though the testimony is a whole testimony, because for each here there are two people testifying, nevertheless, the testimony doesn't help, because it's a testimony on one here, which is a half a matter. So now the Gemara is going to deal whether the combination of the Eidim of the years of the Chazaka helps when there is a distinction in the details of the witnesses. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, of the testimony. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, says Rabbi Yehuda, if two people testify about the three years of the Chazaka, but one says Echad Omer, one says Achol Achitim, that he ate it wheat. The other one says that he ate barley in the field for the 3 years. Then it's chazaka. So now the Gemara brings down the question of Rabbi Nachman that he asked Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Nachman thought that Rabbi Yehuda was said that each one is testifying about other 3 years. Maskil Rabbi Nachman, different 3 years. Maskil Rabbi Nachman, so Rabbi Nachman asked, challenged Rabbi Yehuda, Ela Ma'ato, but from now, according to this, so Echad Omer Achol Rishayna, one says that he ate it the first year, Shlishis V'chamishis, the third and the fifth, the Echad Omer, one says Achol Shniya Reviz V'shishis, the second, the fourth and the sixth. So according to both of the testimony, there were a chazaka in years that are not consecutive. Will you say that also in this case is a chazaka? But they're testifying on a chazaka that was jumped over, and a chazaka that over jumped over, not consecutive, is not a chazaka. So if so, same thing in this case, when this one says that he ate it wheat, and the other one said he ate it barley, so which is a testimony on a chazaka that has been jumped over, that shouldn't be a chazaka. So Rabbi Yehuda responds to Rabbi Nachman that his words were said in a different way. Rabbi Yehuda says to Rabbi Nachman, "Hachi hashto, how can you compare this? This fits to explain my words. Hasam over there, when the one eyewitness is testifying about the first year and the third year and the fifth year, and the second one is testifying on the second and the sixth. B'shata the komasid mar, the komasid mar, on the year that this one is testifying, the other one isn't testifying." So, therefore, there's only a half an edus, half a testimony on each year. Can't combine them, because you only have one witness on each year. But hachaber here, when that they were testifying about the wheat and the barley, it's talking tarvay b'chadashatu kamasidi. They're both testifying about one the same year. There's only a contradiction in their words, in the details of their witnesses, but they're still saying about the same years. So how come they're taka combined, even though they are contradicting each other in the details of the testimony? This one is saying that he ate wheat, another one is saying he ate barley. What kind of an idea is it to say, why should the testimony not help? Because they're contradicting each other in what he ate. Because that's not considered a contradiction, because bein chite l'sairi lava daite d'inshi.
The difference between was eating wheat or barley, is not, people don't pay such attention. People don't know to distinguish between a heap of wheat or a heap of barley. So therefore, it's possible to say the witnesses are not really contradiction, them one another in the testimony itself. They just didn't look well, they didn't on the chap well, and therefore they can combine them. That three brothers and one combines with them, so they are three testimonies. They are one test, one witnesses as far as Azoma goes. The Lord brings a story and trying to find out whether we can compare this to the case of our Mishnah.